The MIDA development is funded through a state legislative mechanism called tax increment financing. The Wasatch County Mountain Resort development, overlooking the Jordanelle on the backside of Deer Valley, will have a 40-year finance stream, allowing the developer to leverage bonds against future tax funds to build out the project. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis said the original Mayflower Resort did not include 5 luxury hotels, ski amenities, and more than 1,000 mountain homes. Davis said the project is not within the county authority's control due to the legislature relegating the decision to the development authority, MIDA.
It made changes over time, and when it was first envisioned that this would happen, the project area was always considered to be this large area that would be a project area, and there would be the availability of taxing, but the control of that project area was very small and was one hotel, as you mentioned, that could be up to 400 or so rooms. And as the developer progressed with this, he wanted MIDA to be more in control than he wanted the county to be in control. And it was a political battle between us, and it's not one we could win. And so the whole Extel component of that went under the MIDA control, and that's how it happened.
Davis said the county council has a seat on the development committee review board and the MIDA board, with land use controls switching to MIDA instead of the county elected officials.
We're trying to make that balance work with them now, but it is not quite what we envisioned when we first started, that's for sure.
Davis said a portion of the tax increment would be dispersed over 40 years to support Wasatch County services, including the Wasatch County School District.
But the school district and the other entities do receive 25% of their portion. So that it's a lot of money, but it does come back somewhat to the county, because we do receive, by agreement, all the municipal taxes that MIDA would collect. So they can collect municipal taxes, and they give those back to us. And so that increment has to go towards financing of public amenities. And so the developer gets a portion of that, and then the rest of it goes into other projects such as the Jordanelle Parkway, infrastructure systems. And
Davis said the gamble is that more money is coming in now, and the entities don't have to wait for 20 years while the development builds out.
The 25% they're going to receive is much, much higher than what they're receiving now. So it's a gamble of by developing this, are we going to come out better for the next 20 years because we're receiving some of it?
You can find a link to past MIDA board meeting minutes on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.